for the Pledge of Allegiance. Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. Good to see some of the smiling faces. Superintendent's update and enrollment.
All right, so I have a brief update. So here we are, as schools ramping back up for the 23-24 school year. Thank you for all those that worked during the summer to make the campuses and buses safe and beautiful. We passed our DOT inspection today, so that's great. All the work by the district office group and secretaries to move students and classes and do the state reports and hire new employees, which we have a lot this year, work on budgets, pay people, et cetera, et cetera. I also wanted to kind of go over some of the highlights of the summer. If you've been around Bear River, you see the fencing is almost complete. It will not be complete exactly by the time kids come back, but it's getting close. We had some flooring redone at Bear River, got rid of some carpeting and put some stained concrete down, so you'll notice that if you walk around, and it turned out beautiful. We had one of the walls at the band portable completely rotted out with termites and whatnot, so we had to have that rebuilt, had the termite come out and spray everything, and then had to have the wall, the window, the door, and everything redone. We've had a lot of tech upgrades this summer. We're looking at business software changes and updates throughout the year. Some painting happening out at Lone Tree of the walls, cleanup and update of the library at Lone Tree. You'll be amazed the difference between what it used to look like and what it's going to look like now. Tree trimming and removal, lots of that happening. We had the Wheatlandale Library was painted by the Wheatlandale Parents Club, and I haven't seen it yet because I just finished it yesterday, but apparently it looks great. So, and then of course, lots and lots and lots and lots of work orders. Especially, you know, and I tried to tell the admin again, you guys need to do the work orders when you leave in June, not when you come back, because we've got our maintenance guys that can do work orders all summer long. They get, when the staff comes back and the teachers come back, they get slammed with 25 work orders. Well, you can't get them all done in a week, so we need a process for that. sorry. CPR, our admin team, our office staffs, our district office, and all of our preschool staff have been retrained in CPR, thanks to our nurse, Angela Waltz, who is now a certified instructor. So that's been great. We didn't do the online this year. We're likely going to start the year off with a sub at Wheatlandale because we have a kindergarten opening that most of you are aware of, and due to that late resignation, we have had very little interest in the position. We had it open for a week last week, and we got 3 applicants, one from Singapore, and 2 with no credentials. So we've reopened it this week, and it opened this morning, and to now, I just checked it before I came in here, we still have 0 applicants. So we'll start with a sub and we'll go from there. Hopefully we'll find somebody.
I vote for Lynn Swain.
I'm sorry?
I vote for Lynn Swain.
Well, that's a possibility, but I don't know that Lynn wants to work 183 days a year.
Is it straight kindergarten?
Straight kindergarten, yeah. And also, you know, the thing is that we need to look at numbers as they come in this next week. We may be overstaffed somewhere where we can pull somebody and move them over. We'll see. We've had a lot of turnover this summer, retirements, people quitting, et cetera. The new hire list is the largest I've seen in years. And you'll see when at the breakfast, when we have them all stand up, how many there will be. So please plan to attend the breakfast on Monday. Breakfast starts at 7:15. I'd get there around 7 and find a parking spot, and you should be done by 8:15-ish. And I'm sure the staff would be happy to see all of you there if you can make it. And we're all hoping for a great school year with no pandemics and no anything else and lots of happiness and positivity. So let's see that happen. At the time of the report, and this is, again, only on Aries because we haven't seen the whites of their eyes, we have 1,341 students in Aries. That's 10 more students than we ended up with last year, but 31 less than we started with last year. Our big drop is in preschool. We only have 76 students in the preschool program, which is 46 less than we ended with last year and 32 less than we started with last year. And I do blame that on, in a sense, of lowering the age for TK. A lot of those kids would be in preschool otherwise.
That's both preschools?
Both preschools, yeah. 76. So we'll have one teacher and one para in each room at this point. And I think the lowest class is maybe 10, and the highest is like 17. So we have 1,417 with all the groups, which is 63 less than this time last year. But again, it's all, last year I think we had our meeting after we saw the kids. So that's what I have for superintendent's report.
Communication from the public. Matt, would you like to speak?
Okay, so good. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. And I hope y'all had a great summer. I did. I didn't do much, but I was in everybody's business, so I had a good time. Today, I'm a little tired, but we had our back-to-school brigade. And we gave away 341 backpacks with school supplies filled in them. So thank you. I thank Lone Tree for having Jackie come. And it was great. She had her computer there, and she was getting everything together. So she got a lot of parents. I got a chance to talk to them if they had questions. So that was really awesome. So we had representatives from three schools, which was Lone Tree, Wheatland High, and then Marysville Joint Unified School District superintendent came and talked to everybody and just had a great time. So, and then we had the dental clinic and just everybody else. So we had about 11 agencies there, including a comfort dog. We had a couple of comfort dogs, and parents were able to talk to them and stuff. So it was a lot of fun, but I'm tired. I'm tired. It was great. Let's see. I'm excited for a new year to start. On the 22nd of August, we're going to be offering our first parenting class for our 1-2-3 magic discipline class. So, and it starts at 9, ends at 11. It's a 2-hour class, and it'll be held on base at the community center. They have this really cool theater room in there, and it's so amazing. Every time I have it there, we fill it up. And you can have, well, you can have 14 parents, so to us, that's full. That's a lot. So we'll be having that. Our Child Development Center is also kind of going through some of the same things you're going through with the preschoolers. They're losing 51 kids from their preschool program. So that's a lot. So they're going to end up shutting down like two rooms. So preschool everywhere. So we totally get what you guys are going through as well. So. Yeah. It's open now where they're going to be able to take not just military kids, but also civilians and contractors' children. Now it's open for them, so which helps, so it would help build that back up. But a lot of people are going for TK, so which I can't hurt them for that. That's a good thing, too. Other than that, I thank you guys very much. Thank you guys for everything, and my daughter is so excited. That's all I want to say.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Annette. Okay, consent agenda. Is there any questions or comments about the consent agenda?
I have a question on 4.4, the personnel listing. When we have a full-time position, what do we do when we hire someone who already has a full-time day job, even if they're working in the evening times? What happens like during summer break or vacations when they normally go to days? How does that work?
Well, I'm not sure we've had that situation, but if we did, if somebody else had a job that conflicted, we let them work days in the summertime because most of them want to, but there would be no reason that we would have to do that. They could still work their regular program and have a list of things to do. So I don't see it as being a huge issue, but you know, I guess we crossed that bridge when we came to it.
There's no more questions or comments?
I would be worried about somebody working 16 hours a day every day, though.
Yeah.
And doing a decent job, so.
Do we have that happening?
If it's the custodian you're talking about, my understanding was that he was going to continue to work his other job just long enough to get the down payment he needs to have his house, that he wants to buy a house for his family, and then he's going to walk away from it. But I don't, you know, again, what they do outside is not something that we can control, but we can certainly control if they're not showing up here or they're sleeping on the job or whatever.
Well, we had that problem with the person that he's replacing with his other job miss here to go do stuff there. And I only know that because he confined me in Barry. And so I just didn't want to see us getting into a situation where, you know, he is, you know, whatever. I don't want to be the second job. You know,
I agree.
I don't want to be the second job.
We don't want to be the fallback. We want to
yes.
be the step forward. Yeah. We'll keep an eye on that.
So and I was just curious.
If we see significant absences or something, then we'll have to address that.
Max Henderson.
Max is the full-time sub taking over that teacher that left and moved to North Carolina or whatever.
Did you happen to get a list of that?
I do. I'm going to give it to
perfect.
All of you in there. Yeah. And then Amanda Pitts is the third grade teacher. Remember we interviewed and we settled on the Plumas Lake gal, but she turned
yeah.
it down.
Yeah.
Then we went back to Amanda Pitts. So that's at Wheatland Hill. But Max, is actually going to end up starting in Eric Guerin's room because it's very unlikely that Eric will be back until probably Christmas time.
How is he doing? Any updates?
He's not allowed to drive yet. Still has dizziness and whatnot. So we have another person in mind to do the roving subbing. But we'll just keep them on a timesheet. They won't be hired as a roving sub. And then he'll do the, so.
And he's gonna be for all sites?
Yeah, I mean, we say yes because they're hired to be all sites. And they, when Tiffany was doing it, she would go over to Wheatland L occasionally, and that's how she got to know the staff at Wheatland L and ended up getting the job at Wheatland L. Last year, we had so many absences just at Bear River, they were never able to go anywhere. But it is designed, the design is that for them to be first available for any opening, whether that means they go out to Lone Tree
so
or not.
So he's going to teach kindergarten to start off with.
Yeah. Except he's going to be in Eric Guerin's room.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So
well, yeah.
What we're looking at for kindergarten, just to throw it out there, is we had a sub last year, Jen Hood, who did a lot of subbing in our SDC
yeah.
class. So we're looking at putting her in there and trying to maybe get her to hook up with the college, become an intern, and just stay. But we just have to figure all of that out because she doesn't have a credential yet.
Yeah, but she's...
Yeah, she's good.
And does Max have his...
Does not have his credential yet, no.
Does he have his base ID to get on to base?
You know, I don't think he does, but we'll have to arrange that. It's a good question.
Questions or conversation about the consent agenda, can I have a motion to accept, please?
I make a motion to accept.
And a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. On to action items. Authorize authorize the superintendent to file the annual statement of need for emergency 30-day substitute teaching permit.
So 5.1, 5.2, and 5.3 come to you every year at this time. So 5.1 is we have to file with the state in order to say that we have a need for substitutes. And basically what it does is it allows somebody who has their BA but doesn't have a credential or anything to sub for us, but up to 30 days in the classroom. And then they have to go to a different classroom, but you can put them back. You know, so it's one of those things that, but we have to have it, otherwise we won't have subs. So that's 5.1. I'll go over all of them and then you can. And then 5.2 is the same thing. It's just saying that somebody with a bachelor's can sub. It used to be to sub they had to have their CBEST passed, but they don't have to now if we have a waiver. But again, it's a 30-day max. They can't sub for 6 months in a classroom. And then 5.3 is different. It's we have to indicate what our statement of need is to the state every year, where we feel like we're short on teachers. So this year we obviously put in for primary grades and we put in special ed and we put in math for middle school. We're not short right now, but those are the areas that if we had an opening, we would find a problem. So those are the three right there that you can take on one at a time.
If there's no questions, can we have a motion for 5.1, please?
So moved.
And a second?
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. 5.2, 30-day substitute CBEST waiver.
Make a motion.
And a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? So moved. 5.3, authorize the superintendent to file the annual declaration of need for qualified educators. I hear a motion.
I make a motion.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Good job. On to 5.4, approve the updated student calendar attendance for 23-24.
Okay, so I'll try to go over this without getting too irritated, but we passed our calendar back in February, March. The high school passed their calendar in June and set their graduation for the same exact time that we had our promotion ceremony set for on the 7th. So Nicole called me and said, what are you guys going to do about that? And I said, well, we've been doing it on Friday mornings for the last 3 years. And you guys are the ones who changed your calendar. The reason they're going till that time that they haven't in the past is they added a October break, a couple days in October. So anyways, she finally said, look, we're not moving ours. It's too much planning. And I understand that. High school's graduations are definitely more important than eighth grade promotion ceremonies. So I took their calendar and I looked at it and I thought, well, there's an easy fix. Our current calendar, we go to school until in December, till the 20th, and then we're off Thursday the 21st and Friday the 22nd. They go to school to Thursday, so then they're just off on Friday. So we could add the day there and then take the day off the back end in June. And so instead of ending on June 6th, we would end on June 5th, then have our promotion ceremony on June 6th, and then the high school can have their graduation on June 7th. So I think that solves the problem for everybody. And again, I think this is, for me, it's more about making it convenient for the community. There's probably not a lot of people that have an eighth grader and a high school, but trying to have two graduations in this town at the same time and everybody go out to lunch afterwards, it just doesn't make any sense. And we would get nothing but blowback, and we would get it. They wouldn't, we would. So this is an easy solution. If you approve that, then we will get it out to our staff, and it doesn't really change their lives too dramatically.
And at Christmas, we still have a full 2 weeks. So
right.
2 weeks and 2 days, we have 2 weeks and 1 day.
Right.
It's still a full 2 weeks.
The issue that has come up with staff is, well, we have to go to school till the 21st or 22nd, and Christmas is the 25th. But when we used to have the 3 week break, they used to love having the 2 weeks after Christmas.
Right.
So either you love it or you don't. But the way the calendar worked out, It's just the way it is. So I don't think that one day is going to make a difference to anybody, and I think it solves the problem. But again, I leave it to you.
Thoughts, discussion?
I think it's a great idea.
Can I have a motion to accept the new calendar for 23-24?
I make a motion.
And a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
So moved. Okay. Board comments. We're here. New year. It went by fast. We didn't have any in July, but July came and went awfully quickly.
Sure did.
Here we are. Ready for next week.
As I tell everybody, whether you're ready or not, the kids are still coming on Wednesday.
They're coming. That's right. And I think most of those are ready.
Oh, yeah. Well, their parents are, for sure.
For sure. For sure. Okay, if there's no other comments, we'll close the meeting and go to closed session. Mm-hmm. Meeting adjourned.